Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And my friends, I've got a heck of a show for you today to share financial freedom. Our guest is a Lifestyles Unlimited member from right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This gentleman and his wife are both what we will call real estate retired, and they were able to accomplish this in just a very short amount of time since joining Lifestyles Unlimited. In fact, he and his wife have only been members and real estate investors for 5 short years. Adrian, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
Excellent. Well, Adrian, as we kick this off, why don't you share a little bit of background about yourself with our listeners?
I was in education for about 17 years, taught middle school, 7th and 8th grade, and was a specialist for a few of those years also, taught in like Dallas and the Fort Worth, and I was in Arlington last. And so my wife, she was in IT for about the same amount of years, and that's kind of like a background for us, like our job. But we just started, how we kind of got into lifestyles is my wife, we were getting ready to have our second son, and I know it was hard for her to have to take the first one to the daycare. And you know, with every woman, I think that whatever
you get
woman,
busier.
Yeah. And so, I think especially when a couples get ready to have a child, I think what is really helpful, I think what every woman would like to be able to do is choose to be able to decide if they could stay at home, because some of those times when I was dropping my oldest off, he would cry, and it's hard to you got to go to
it's
work,
sad.
But it's hard to leave him, and so I wanted to try to figure out a way for her to stay at home for a little while. And so she, was at a six-figure income job. And so I was like, man, what could I do? So my first plan before I went to lifestyle, I was like, man, I could start, buying houses and paying them off. And because I was, Dave Ramsey and, kind of how we got our start. And, so we came to lifestyle. And, instead of, because I was going to buy like 7 houses in 15 years and, have them paid off.
Right.
And so came to lifestyles, we were able to figure out a way to buy 7 houses in 1 year. So
lifestyles. So essentially you were a real estate investor before you found Lifestyles Unlimited, Adrian?
No, basically I had a house, and then I ended up getting married, and we stayed in the house for a little while, and decided to move because we were getting ready to, start a family.
Right.
And just kind of by default, started renting that one out, and had a, the realtor, she turned us on to a property manager, and he just, managed the property. I mean, it was very, very simple. And that's why when we, came to lifestyles, we knew it worked. But,
yeah.
It worked, but it wasn't like it was, it was like, man, we knew the real estate system worked for, just having the right map for us, like, how to manage it the right way. That's where lifestyle comes in, because, because especially once you start adding properties, at first it seems, you may get a few, depending on $200 to $500 extra a month. That's not a whole lot, it's extra, but when you started adding properties, it starts really getting real,
So You were kind of an accidental landlord, and a lot of people stumble into real estate that exact same way. You move, and instead of selling your house, the realtor says, hey, I could lease this house for you, and then they handle the entire transaction. But then you came to Lifestyles Unlimited, and you were thinking you were just going to pay off one at a time, and as you paid off by another one, what were your thoughts when someone at Lifestyles Unlimited said, no, you can actually buy several houses in 1 year? I mean, did that shock you, or was your initial reaction?
Oh, yeah, because when we, so when my, a little bit of background, when me and my wife got together, so I'm, you know, like I said, I'm doing the Dave Ramsey plan, and I had about $125,000 in debt. That was like $30,000 in credit cards, motorcycle, you know, all that kind of stuff. $300 leather jacket, because it will protect you if you fall. So I had all that stuff, and I spent about 2 years paying it off, about $30,000, and I ended up getting, well, like I said, we got married, and me and my wife, we paid off the first house that I had when we got married in about 2 years. So we were thinking, hey, you know, the way to go is debt-free, you know, and all this stuff. And so we were used to living on one income. And so when we, and so that's my thinking. My thinking is, hey, you know, I can't borrow, you know what I mean? Or if I do borrow, I got to pay it off quick. And so that was my strategy. But what I found out, so now here's the key. Here's what people, until you get to that other side, you don't see it until you get there. After having, you know, two paid off houses, or in when we bought our other house, we paid it off in like 2.5-3 years. And so having two paid for houses, what I understood was I still got to go to work.
Yeah.
Because it's like no money's coming in. Sure, you know, I don't have a whole lot of expenses, but I'm still having expenses for taxes and shit and stuff. So it's like I still got to work. And so when I came to Lifestyles, and I was able to, you know, find out the system for us, like how to
leverage the home,
you know, leverage
good
that.
Debt, leverage. Put yeah. good debt to work yeah, yeah, for
yeah.
you.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well, Adrian, they're pushing us out. We're going to hold up right there, and we're going to come back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're talking with Adrian, and he and his wife, my friends, are real estate retired.
Can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you for tuning in today. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I have a guest on today from right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Adrian. And Adrian and his wife have retired themselves by investing in rental properties, in rental real estate. If you have any questions for Adrian or myself, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, you can send me an email. I'm happy to respond personally. That's askmike@luinc.com. So Adrian, in the first segment, you had explained that you had two paid for homes, and yet... and you're renting out one of those homes, and yet you're still having to go to work. And so you're looking at a way to, your wife just had, your second child, so you're looking for a way to retire her. You found Lifestyles Unlimited. What was your plan after that?
So basically, like I was saying, I was thinking about the buying seven homes in 15 years, you know, paying them off, buy one, pay it off.
And Dave Ramsey style, yes.
Yeah, and so I came to Lifestyles, and we were able to do my son. He was born in April 6th. And so the day before he was born, we closed on our first house after being, you know, Lifestyle members. And so
using our method.
Using your method, yes. And so basically a few months later, right before I turned 40 in August, I closed on 5 houses in one day.
Beautiful.
And so,
most people they probably don't even know you can buy 5 houses at one time. And you absolutely can. I sold 4 houses in one move one time, but I've never bought 5 houses. What inspired you to take that bold move? Were you afraid, or what were your thoughts?
Oh man, you know, I'll tell you what, that first, you know, I had a couple of houses, so I was familiar with the purchasing process, but you are a little nervous because everybody thinks, will it rent? That's the big, you know, question, because, you know, you have these properties, but, you know, using the Lifestyle method, a lot of those, your fears go away. So after the first one, you know, it's like, it was, you know, like a cakewalk. I mean, it was, you know, it was so easy that I live in the DFW, my houses are in the DFW area, and the 5 that I bought in one day, I didn't even go to. I sent the inspector to, you know, I had him to call me on the phone. You know, yeah. I figured, hey, I mean, if the inspector can't tell you what's wrong, I mean, how, me looking at it, you know.
That's what they do.
Yeah, that's their job.
That blows people away. They think, and I hear that too all the time, Adrian, that people are, well, I don't want to buy, what if it doesn't rent, and what if the toilet breaks, and what if? I mean, what if, a meteor hits Earth tomorrow? I mean, we can't what if ourselves to death. We got to move forward. And you did. You took the bold steps early. And so by purchasing those 5 assets and putting residents in them, was that what retired your wife or both of you? Or what did that do for you financially?
So we ended up buying, right before my son turned 1, we ended up buying the 7th one. So that gave us 8. So you look at, we were clearing probably $500 a month. So you gross at about $13,000, and so you're probably keeping around $4,000. And so she, like, you know, I had my teacher income, so she was able to stay at home, I think a couple of years there. And, because of, like I say, because everybody was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Well, your husband's a teacher. You know, how are you going to survive and live? Rightfully so, because when she came with my insurance, you know, my insurance went up from maybe a few hundred dollars to like $1,400. And so, you know, and, you know, you're already not making that much, so that is a chunk. So it did help that we were used to living off one income. And so when we got rental property income, it made a difference. So she was able to stay out. And, and that's when we were getting ready to transition to the multifamily. And, you know, and basically right before COVID hit. And so because the plan was, okay, well, I was still working. We were like, okay, well, let me build the multifamily side. You just go back to work to have the little, you know, cash coming in or whatever. And so she did that, and COVID hit. And so she lost her job.
Wow.
So.
But you were ready for it. You had the income coming in, and the fact that y'all were astute enough to live on less than you earned, you were able to keep teaching. You put her on your insurance, and then she's able to stay at home with the kids. So really, kind of a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. So basically, COVID, I was like, well, you know what? I work, and you just stay at home again or whatever. And I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I mean, you know, it wasn't stressful. I mean, the renters kept paying. I had one issue with a renter, but that was before COVID, I didn't have any issues with people not paying because of COVID and actually it's so crazy. We didn't even have as much money coming in, but we were giving more, you know, for us, like different people and blessing different people in different ways. It was like, I woke up with so much joy in my heart. Like at my school, my wife was baking, baked treats for the teachers. And so one week we did like something every day, like oatmeal pies, cookies, banana pudding. I mean, just something every day. And, you know, we were given so much. It's weird. You know what I mean?
You bought your life back. Financially, you were able to use the income to buy your life back. And, in fact, I wrote down a question I was going to ask you earlier, but it's almost, I was going to say, Adrian, what does financial independence feel like? And you're sitting there and you're telling us right now what it feels like, because you do have your life back.
Yeah. It's the choice. You make the choice of how you decide to design your life. You know what I mean? And so, you know, we're in a position now to where, like I say, it's, you know, we were able to take, you know, you look at our net worth, I started out with, refinance the house to buy those other properties. So we came out with about $350, you know, that we were able to use to purchase those other properties.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you look at our net worth triple, you know, you're talking about $350 to $1.1 million, you know, in like 4 years. And so just by doing, you know, the following the map of lifestyle, you know. And so
you're using your leverage. Before you were a Dave Ramsey, you were save, save, save. And what we do is we borrow, 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 and we take those funds and put, I mean, the bank's our best friend. I mean, they're 80% of the partner, and they don't want any of the profits. They just want their little cut of interest, which is pretty low right now.
I think what gets scary is people that leverage to the max and don't have any cash on the side for, you know what I'm saying, when things happen. And I mean, it's, cause I understand things do happen, but it makes a huge difference when, you know, you're not, in a situation
when
to
you're
where,
ready. And Adrian, they're pushing us out. We're going to pick this up on the other side. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you'd like to call our show today, our number is 855-497-4335. Or as always, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. I have Adrian Johnson on the show today, and Adrian and his wife are both real estate retired. They were able to retire themselves rather quickly. They were both educators here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They're both retired, but he's been a Lifestyles Unlimited. They've been Lifestyles Unlimited members since February of 2017, right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And Adrian, I want to ask you this. Would you describe, and you being an educator, you've taught a lot of people, but would you describe what you've learned at Lifestyles or what you've accomplished as difficult or complicated?
Far from it. Far from it. It's not difficult or complicated as much as it is about releasing fear. You know, it took a hard time for me to let go the concept of borrowing, because I had made up in my mind I was pretty much in for the most case not really going to borrow anymore.
And
so you know, when I came in and I saw you know, was explained how that, you know, we still live a lifestyle of, you know, not going out, credit cards and all that, for us, like wasting money. We don't do that.
But yeah, you're frugal, and you manage your money right. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I do appreciate that side of Dave Ramsey, but when it comes to investing, you know, in real estate and getting a loan. Listen, give me that loan. You know what I mean?
All day long.
And, you know, I mean, because it's drastically changed our life. And so, you know, in 4 years, what I was able to do versus what I would have, what I was doing, you know what I'm saying, my way, you know, not as much success, right?
Yeah.
And so, and the scariest, the sad thing about it, you know, I kick myself sometimes, but, you know, I came to Lifestyles back in 2013. Listen, you guys had a free
workshop.
It was like the 90-minute or something like that, 2 hours, where you talk about.
We still do that. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com, and we've got several each month. So in 2013, you came to a workshop?
Listen, I came, I listened, I said, man, this is good stuff right here.
Yeah.
I walked away. Listen, multimillionaire right now, you know, because I would have done the same thing I'm doing now.
You would have just had a head start.
I had the money to do it. Yeah. I just would have had a head start. So it's like, oh my gosh. But you know, I mean,
you came back.
It is, but yeah. So that was a good point. I came back and I'm still having success, still amazing time. You know, and so it's one of those things, like you say, it's the fear, getting past the fear of thinking, okay, well, this won't work, that won't work. Because, I look at people in the group that I've, you know, I met in 2017 and, you know, being a part of this community. And so, you know, I'm at my time, you know, at that time, I was like, I'm buying some houses and people were telling me, man, yeah, you'll do it. You know, it'll come through. And they were like, hey, we're getting ready to buy an apartment and all this stuff. Fast forward, I just, you know, was talking to one of my friends that I hadn't seen him in a few years. And he was telling me he was going to buy an apartment. And,
yeah.
You know, he's bought like two of them, you know.
Since that time. It's funny. Bump into people that that we meet or that we see, and you, from the last conversation you had with them, they say, yeah, here's where I'm going to start doing. And then before you know it, they've done it. I mean, time goes by so quickly.
Yeah.
So what do your friends or your family think of you being a real estate investor? Because it is such a different path.
Well, the day I bought the five houses in one day, my mother-in-law happened to be here and helping out with the, because we just, like I said, we just had the baby, our second son. And she saw me signing a whole bunch of papers. And so I knew she was kind of probably curious to what we were doing. And I told her after the notary left, I was like, you know, me and your daughter, you know, we just purchased five houses. And so she kind of looked at me, and so she walked away.
She's
and
worried.
The next day she came.
You basically said, hey, we just borrowed several hundred thousand dollars. That's what she heard.
And it's like she came back the next day and she apologized, you know, because she was like, I thought you were lying to me.
Oh, wow.
Because you got to keep in mind, we come from not a whole lot, nothing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I won't say nothing, but, you know, I didn't have a whole lot growing up. You know what I mean? This is phenomenal. And so, single parent, you know, couple kids and my wife, it was like, you know, probably eight of them or more. And, you know, so let alone buying one house to live in, you know what I mean? Talking about investing, that was kind of not heard of. So, and I'm buying five in one day. Who does that? You know? And so, I could see where she was coming from, because I couldn't see it. I didn't see it until I joined Lifestyles. So it's just a matter of your mindset changes when you get around people. I mean, that is so true. You know, the five closest friends is probably, where you are in your life and your finances. You know, you're probably making what they make, doing what they do, you know, living like they live. You know, and so when I started getting around Lifestyle people with like mindset, I mean, you know, everything changed. So it's a phenomenal group. One thing I must say this: here's the difference between Lifestyle, between those other real estate groups and stuff like that. You know, everybody's so secretive in the other groups; they're not really transparent. They're talking about, oh, do this and do that, but they don't really show you that they've done it. And they don't really, you know, and get, you know, support you. But Lifestyles, what I found out since being a part of this group, people show you what they're doing. They open the books to you. It's not, you know, secretive. Like, you know what I'm saying? Normally you go to somebody, hey, what do you make? They're like, man, get out of my face. You know, I'm not telling you what I make. But with lifestyle, it's like, what are you doing over here? It's like, oh, here it is. I'm making this and doing this, you know.
You're exactly right. And I have this conversation often in my friend group is what's odd is that people at Lifestyles will share our finances. We'll tell you how much we're making on a particular deal. We'll tell you what we paid for it. We'll tell you which vendors we used. But when you talk finances with other people, it is a forbidden conversation, and it's considered rude with a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And we're 100% opposite, and we're not showing to brag. We're showing to teach because we want everyone in our group to be successful. I love it when I see other people. I'm so tickled to have you on the show today. Because you're financially free. You and your wife are real estate retired, and just what an accomplishment!
Yeah, it's been amazing. We and you know, because I want to reach back, especially you know, being a teacher, being able to you know, retire from that profession, you know, to go out with you know, I was teacher of the year.
yes, you were. I was going to get to that, and then you quit.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, to be able to, you know, to be able to teach and, you know, it's rewarding. But like I say, that last year during COVID, it was so nice being able to be a teacher, not necessarily needing the money, but, you know, just to be, because I guess that's why I was so happy in a sad time. I was so full of joy. Because, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't really worried about as far as, like, necessarily finances. I was able to give so much of myself, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Like, last year, I was able to give so much of myself to the students, to the staff, and, you know, and that's why I'm not really surprised I got Teacher of the Year, because I really set out that year to give all of myself, to spread the love.
The financial side had changed your mindset. You weren't teaching for the money. You were teaching for the love, and that's how real estate can change people. It literally, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And so that's why you got Teacher of the Year, Adrian. Your mind was free. We're going to come right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I have a guest on today's show, Adrian. And Adrian and his wife are educators here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They began investing in single-family real estate and renting those out to great people. And sure enough, they're both real estate retired. So, Adrian, you were awarded Teacher of the Year, which is very significant. The fact, honestly, I think, and you may want to elaborate on this, but that the fact that you had money coming in was able to free your mind and focus on educating for the love of the job, not for the dollars, right? Most of us go to work because we need the money, we need to pay the bills, but that wasn't your case. And then you were able to walk away on your terms. What did that feel like?
Man, it was powerful. It was a powerful year, you know, and just to give more clarification, so I was Teacher of the Month in November out of 4,000 teachers in the district, and then I was selected from the school level at my school. There's about 7 or 8 schools.
Yeah.
At my school, I was selected Teacher of the Year, and then out of the 7 or 8 schools, they had a special recognition for 12 teachers. So I received special recognition. So it's like three awards, you know, that year. And like I say, I felt like that that came, you know, just from my attitude of you know, going in, figuring out how I could just show love, you know, for it. I don't like talking about the things I've done, but just to give you an example so you understand, like one day I was coming into work, one of my teacher friends, she had fell and dropped her drink, and I didn't see it, and she came up behind me embarrassed, but I was like, man, during my lunch, break, I went and bought her a soda to replace the one she just dropped. You know, a little thoughtful gesture. So,
yeah.
Like, I went in every day, you know, trying to share to someone, you know. And, you know.
Just to do a good deed.
And it just changed the culture because, you know, people were seeing what I was doing and they were trying to, you know, mimic some of it. And so I think a lot of people just saw that I just was trying to just give all of myself. And I just felt like, you know, I was rewarded for that. And I'm so honored and thankful. That they thought highly. You know, even my students, just to give you another example, we were working on a project, and I was able to show them how to become authors. They illustrated some drawings for the book, and, we wrote like a little book.
Yeah. It's liberating.
We did like our first book reading at the school, and so how awesome is that to, you know, go from middle school to high school as an author? So it's like, I tried to go in, like I say, you know, and like I say, when you're not worried about your finances and stuff like that, it's like, just, you know, you can think of at a high level and think about others, you know, because if you take care of others, they'll take care of you, and that's exactly what happened.
Wow, that's tremendous. So, Adrian, I do want to comment on the expo. When I saw you last was at our expo, which was right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Would you share with our listeners, for folks that have never been to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, what it was like, what your thoughts are, and just getting together and seeing everybody?
Oh, it was awesome. I had so much fun this past expo. It's like every year it gets better and better. I know Dale, you know, extended it to where it was Thursday, and we were able to do the Mad Bus Masters Tour for 2 days. And, you know, it was just so much fun. I'm glad they incorporated that. But my first expo I went to right in 2017, David Fisher, he's one of the presenters in this area, and Stephen Zesterman, I think I'm saying his name.
Yeah, Zesterman. I had him on the show a few months back.
Oh, okay. And so basically, they were doing a class. And so this is, you know, one of the classes I went to. But this is the one that really just stuck with me, how, you know, Dave was telling his story and Steve was telling his story. And I'm telling you, you know, it just resonated with me. Like, that's me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting there like, you know, this is me. And so it was just so powerful, you know, how I was able to connect with that. And the big thing about the expo that I love is you're around, so, like I say, so many people in so many different places, you know, and you could, you know, just meeting friends and being encouraged. And it's just so nice to be able to see them and then see them, you know, maybe in a year or two. And it's like everything that they said they were going to do, they did. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or still working on it. And so it's such a powerful event. I made so many new friends, so many new connections at this last one. And so, you know, if it's one of those things that if you could break away and go to, it is liberating. It, you know, it's life changing. It, you know, you meet so many people and so many connections and like-minded people to where what you didn't think was possible will turn out to be possible for you. You know,
it's an incredible get together and at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And for you listeners, if you want more information, you can go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. But essentially, it's the largest gathering of its kind in the country. And like Adrian was saying, there's people just like us, everyday people that go there. And we've got the breakout classes. We've got classes on everything. It will teach you how to invest in real estate. But bigger than that, it's a group of people, and they're saying, for instance, you'd mentioned Steve Zesterman. I know he's retired. He's real estate retired just like you. I believe he has 11 houses, but Steven was working in, he's a world-class bass player, and he's working in the orchestra, and he only made $29,000 a year, and I know he's making about three times that from his from his real estate.
Yeah, real estate.
It's amazing. It is truly amazing, and he just really followed the plan. Here's what we do. So, Adrian, what would you say your keys to success have been?
Like I said, not being afraid, just coming through and following the map. I mean, you know, it's just listening to, taking wise advice from you guys, the mentors. And, I remember I was at went to the 2-day. Let me plug that in. If nothing else, definitely people that are listening, if you can go, sign up, go to the 2-day,
That's our 2-day education piece is what Adrian's speaking on. Yes.
Yeah. It's not that much. I don't think it's probably less than $500. I know I paid about $500, so I'm not sure what it costs.
$297. You can go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. It's only $297. Yeah, it's way cheaper than when I joined. It was much more expensive. So $297 if you use the promo code SAVEBIG, Adrian. But yeah, so it's cheap.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, and so I've been about three times. I went this last time because I was getting ready. I'm telling you, I'm making, maybe 13 grossing on the house each month from my rentals. And I'm talking to David Fisher, and he was like, what gets in the way? I think because Dale told him this. What gets in the way of a great life is a good life. And so, I've got it good with the cash flow on the house side. But I'm like, if I really want to step it up and really want to achieve some goals that I want to do, I got to go apartment. And it's like the first, 30 minutes or whatever of being in the seminar, I find out this, I call it a big gold nugget, So life changing. And so that's why I'm tearing down right now to restructure. So I'm selling off my houses and, to go apartment.
Position yourself for the next move.
Next level.
You're exactly right. You get settled in, and I had a ton of houses at one time, but then you need to break it down and tear it down and take it to the next level. You are 100% right. And Adrian, you love to teach. You excel at it. Do you see yourself coming full circle and teaching real estate investment to others at some point?
Oh yeah, man. Listen, I'm looking forward to, I want to work with you guys, Lifestyle, in some capacity for it's like helping others. Because here's the thing, I like you said, I love to teach. Anybody can tell just listen to me talk. I love working and talking and helping people, I think, when it comes down to. And, now that I can choose in what capacity I do it, I think that's most important. So I would like to, I think I see myself, working with Lifestyles for us, like members, giving back in some capacity. And so I could definitely see that because, like I say, that's what I like to do. I was a specialist to where I would train teachers. I would, develop curriculum for students, It's like, I was one of those teachers that, I remember I had this lady come in and she was so afraid of the tech because I taught technology. She was so afraid. By the end of the day, she was so excited. And they were delivering some technology to her. It was one, Friday afternoon, raining, and instead of going home, she was waiting on them to deliver her technology because her fear had left her, after taking my training. And so that's what I get at. That's the joy I get out of, for it's like, whatever I'm teaching, helping that person overcome their fear, whether it be technology, whether it be real estate, helping them overcome
Adrian,
their fear to see that.
You're so right, and unfortunately, I got to say goodbye, and I got to say thank you, but education will conquer fear every time. My name's Mike Harrison. You heard it today. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.